When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The movies are back, baby, and if you're looking for a weekly podcast to keep up with all the new releases and all the hottest news and rumors coming out of Hollywood, check out Movies, Baby, with 5 Y's. Is Emma Stone on track for greatest actress of all time?
What's the best Godzilla movie of all?
What's up with John Cena?
Love Lies Bleeding? We'll take more where that came from.
What movie should have won Best Picture at this year's Oscars?
Hint. The name of 2 months, and they ain't close together.
Those are just some of the topics we've discussed on recent episodes of Movies, Baby. Every week on Movies, Baby, Forever Dog co-founders and lifelong movie fanatics Brett and Joe break down the hottest movie news, review the latest releases, shout out forgotten classics, and prophesy the future of Hollywood. You can listen to Movies, Baby, wherever you get podcasts, and you can watch Movies, Baby live every Thursday night on YouTube at Movies, Baby with 5 Y's. Movies, Baby!
Forever Dog.
The reading levels are out of control. They're the worst they've ever been. The critical thinking levels are out of control. They're the worst they've ever
critical
been.
Critical thinking is scary. That one's scary.
Yep. No, let me continue. And okay. The mental illness is off the charts. Yeah. And it's just with Gen Z, millennials too a little bit, but more than anyone, it's Gen Z, and it's going to get worse and worse. And if people don't realize that it's because of this, you are out of your f-ing mind. This is the big change.
Yeah.
Touch grass, mother. You're fine.
That was beautifully said.
Touch grass. Read a book. Welcome to the Chosen Family Podcast.
Whoa, Ashley.
I'm crashing.
Okay, this is our time, Elena.
Okay, well, welcome to the Chosen Family Podcast. Every week we sit around the dinner table every Wednesday and we answer your questions. Whose questions? The patrons.
Patrons?
Are we seriously doing this sub one? I think this is a new record. Yeah. We're doing this like
we have that one episode where we literally started recording and immediately.
Did we? I don't remember that.
Yes, I remember this.
Okay. Well, I'm Elena Joy. I'm your mom.
I am Ashley Gavin, and I am your dad.
Dad's in pain.
I'm your hot teenage brother.
And Mac is baby.
And I'm going to Europe.
Wow.
London might still be on sale. Belfast might be on sale still. Maybe Brussels, Vienna. I'm all these cities. So go to my website because this is fucking cool, dude.
That's so exciting.
Bro, I'm going to, I think I counted at least 12 countries.
Wow. Oh,
and you've been adding shows. That's so cool.
Oh, yeah, I have.
Dude, you're a worldwide phenomenon.
Very, very exciting.
I am. I want to sell out 4 shows in London. 2 are sold out. So let's get on the other 2 if they're already up.
You'll absolutely do that.
Supreme Manifestor.
You've said it. You've said it. It's going to happen. This is how we know.
It's amazing.
This is how it goes.
I'm scared about how the shows are going to go, but I've like been practicing taking the pressure off myself completely.
Why?
Because you just because people Americans are known for being really good laughers. So very boisterous. Yes.
Right.
Yes. Wait, are you serious?
Yeah.
Max like proud.
What does that mean?
We have good senses of humor over here. And we laugh loud.
It's a willingness to laugh openly.
Yeah.
It's like a lack of reserve that some other countries are more reserved.
Yeah. Like I've done comedy in France once. But I was so new that like, and it was so random.
Mm-hmm.
It was so many years ago. It was like 2014, 2015. I don't even think I can count the experience. And I was like, oh, they really do laugh quieter here.
Hmm.
And they don't laugh like as much. And
well, that's
also
good
like
to know going into it.
Yeah. And my references, like, you know, like I have to think about that and I'm going to go through them, but I think what I'm just going to say is, at the beginning of my spiel, just be like, if you don't understand a reference, just assume that I chose the best one and laugh anyway.
Yes. Yeah, that works. That works.
You know, Like, I don't know. Like, a lot, I have jokes about abortion and like it being illegal in some places in the U.S., but a lot of these countries have abortion. And so that's going to affect the quality of the jokes, but hopefully the overall themes will of like feminism and rights will still,
I'm sure
people
I'm
will sure still be able to. Will. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hopefully they think the abortion jokes are more funny because they're like, Americans are so dumb. Yeah. Why is yeah, this seriously. Banned?
Yeah. And that's, yeah, that's definitely, I think, a spin that they would,
yeah,
audiences would appreciate.
Does anyone have any updates?
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay, things are interesting. And I don't want you to react all sad.
Oh my God, are you leaving?
No. No. I didn't get into the MA, the thesis program.
What?
I know. It's interesting. I feel interesting about it.
Back up a second. Is this the one where you would do a PhD?
No, kind of. So I'm in a master's of counseling psychology program, but it's a non-thesis program. So I basically applied to transfer so that I would do the same program, but also do a thesis. And that transfer got denied.
Okay, so they're do I need to speak to someone?
No. Okay, so.
What is wrong with them?
I think.
Are they aware of my hit rate? I know exactly who you are. I know everything about you.
It's just a whole different meaning to hit rate. We've just completely
I am changed shocked. The meaning. And I know like you're going to be all humble about it, but like I'm actually shocked because I know you well enough to know that you have really good grades. Like you're an overachiever. Like,
mm-hmm. is it just who got in?
No, yeah, but
if you didn't,
I'll shoot some people. But okay.
Actually,
hold on. No, this doesn't make any sense. This literally doesn't make any sense.
I don't actually know the like answer yet because I have a meeting. I have a meeting to get like feedback coming up, which I think is also interesting. So, okay, it's interesting, right? Obviously, when I found out, I was like devastated. But then I went to therapy about it and I like can't even say this out loud. It like sets off alarm bells in my head. But like, what if what I'm already doing is enough?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Yeah, it definitely feels weird to hear you say that.
I have the same problem.
It does, like, but... it doesn't feel true. It doesn't feel real. It doesn't feel right. It doesn't feel accepted by me and my body or mind. But that's kind of
I think, though, Elena, there's also the question of, like, this is a degree. Like, mm-hmm. it is something that you might still want to pursue. It's not like with show business, like I have to internalize rejection so regularly. I mm-hmm. mean, like it's become like, I just can't even like think about it. And like, when I think about like the path that I'm on with like the internet versus Hollywood and all these mm-hmm. different things, there's a lot of me grappling with that, with like, is this what I'm doing right now enough? Because mm-hmm. honestly, there's so much luck in this field. Like I might have to find a way to make it enough. And when mm-hmm. I do think the one upside of show business is that you learn the chaotic nature of the universe so quickly that you learn a lot about releasing control.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That being said, like, I think that is a good exercise for you.
Do you love anime, gaming, movies, and discovering how your favorite pop culture affects everything you do? Then join us on Crunchyroll Presents The Anime Effect. I'm Nick Friedman.
I'm Lee Alec Murray.
And I'm Leah President. Every week you can listen in while we break down the latest pop culture news and dish on what new releases we can't get enough of.
Whether you love movies, I'm going to tell you all about the hopeful 4K re-release of Tron Legacy that happens.
I'm right there with you. Or music. The music in this show is absolutely incredible.
Or anime.
Yeah, and under this mask is another mask.
You can discover your new favorites right here on The Anime Effect.
Listen every Friday wherever you get your podcasts and watch full video episodes on Crunchyroll or on the Crunchyroll YouTube channel.
One in five Americans have learned a new language on their bucket list. If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off the list with Babbel.
I absolutely love Babbel because of their short conversation-based lessons. It's really easy to take them out into the real world and use them immediately and solidify that knowledge.
Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste hours on apps that don't really even help you speak the language.
Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. It's designed by real people for real conversations.
Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching, so you're ready to practice what you've learned in the real world. Here's a special limited-time deal for our listeners. Right now, get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/chosen. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/chosen, spelled babbel.com/chosen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
So I have therapy immediately after this, so that's why I have a hard out. And my homework was that I'm like not supposed to think or talk about this until this next therapy session, but that's okay. It's happening in like an hour. We can talk about it now.
Right. Yeah, you did it. You made it like 23 hours.
Thank you. I did it. There's two options.
Don't think it's so, this type of thing is so black and white. Like, I think this is pretty gray.
No, and it's not. And like, I could reapply again next year. I also could still do the research project myself. And that would still keep the PhD door open because it doesn't really matter if I have whichever degree. It's the research that they're interested in. So I could still do the research. That's an option.
So, like, why do you want this PhD? Do you want a PhD?
Well, I don't know that I do. It's that I want that door open. Yeah. I don't want to not be able to do that if it's something I want to do in the future. But even that being said, like, this really doesn't close that door. It just makes it a little bit more complicated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're so, handling it well.
Because yeah, I've had... Like you're calm. I feel, so this is the piece that's tricky.
You didn't text us saying that you guys, we were going to do the podcast without you. So you're handling it.
You're doing okay.
Yeah.
No, because here's the part that I'm like kind of hesitant to say out loud because it feels like, it feels scary to me. I don't know, saying it out loud somehow. I don't know. I have issues around this, right? Around the whole like, gotta be the best, gotta do the most. Can't rest, must do everything all the time, can't, nothing is enough. Like, right, I have issues around that. But there's also, what? This is like hard for me to say out loud. I have a small, itty bitty,
hi kitten,
tiny little piece of me that felt relief when I got the rejection.
Listen to that.
What's that about?
This just got complicated.
Listen to that.
Yes.
That's your gut.
And it's like, I don't want to, it's more. Almost like feeling like that feels like a confession or like I'm admitting something like bad.
No. Yeah.
But that's not what it feels like. Something about that feels like I'm like something is wrong or like something is not like, and I'm trying to, please.
As a friend, I think if this is what you really needed to do, there would be no way in hell this would even remotely prevent you from reevaluating.
Like immediately you'd be like,
that's what I think when I think of a PhD, that's what I think because there's a, with show business, there's a really great saying that an acting coach said to the woman who played Pam Beasley in The Office in her book, which is a phenomenal book if you are an actor or an artist in general. The coach goes, if there is literally anything else that you can do and be happy, just stop acting right now. Just go. Because it does feel like life and death sometimes in the arts, as dramatic as that sounds to people. And I think PhDs are kind of similar.
Yeah.
And this is... literally every single person that I've talked to who's either doing a PhD or who has a PhD, when I explain to them the things that I want to do and the way that I see my life outside of wanting to teach, like if I ever wanted to be a professor, you need a PhD. Outside of that, they go, don't do that. Don't do a PhD. Like, but yeah.
But because you want to be number one and because you're doing this thing, you feel this pressure within yourself.
Yeah, I feel this pull to like do more, and that I have this feeling that like somehow that will make me more competent, which obviously it would. It's more training. So you have a higher competency, all that stuff. But at the same time,
would it make you more competent?
I guess it depends in the area. It depends what you want.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah.
We've talked about you like interviewing people and writing a book, and that I just don't think it would make you more competent at that.
No, and that's where it's like I'm trying to kind of this question of like, is this enough? Technically, yeah. That's why I applied to this program. Because this is the master's degree that I need to register as a counselor. This is the degree that is providing me the training to be a clinical counselor. It is enough, technically. And also, there are so many, like, this is the thing. Maybe I broke my homework actually earlier than this conversation, because I was looking up other stuff I could do.
You're so bad.
I have a problem.
So bad, Elena.
In fact, you didn't even realize
you're
it.
You're so bad, oh, no. Bad little Elena.
Okay, Ashley, that's...
this is... what do I want to do? What am I, like, what is my pull? What is my draw? I want to be the best that I can be at working with people. I want to be able to sit with somebody and, like, be that person that is, like, the therapist that they go, I've been looking for somebody to help, to listen, to whatever it is. I want to be able to be that person. This degree, the one I'm already doing, is what I need to begin that, right? And then there's all sorts of other trainings. Like, I'm interested in trauma, right? A PhD program isn't necessarily what you need to be like competent in working with trauma. You need to go to trainings that teach you about working with trauma. I'm interested in sex therapy, right? There are certifications that you can do in sex therapy. Like,
Elena, no, go, sorry, go.
It's, no, you say.
Anyone who has ever met you or anyone who has ever come across your work is listening to someone who has a gift. You have a gift for what you have just described. You can't get that in school. And more than that, it's something that you want to do and that you're passionate about. You will find a way to be the goat at this because it already lives inside of you, because you have a gift from God that made you able to do this. And everyone who has ever been touched by you.
Big man upstairs.
Can you take me seriously?
Sorry, touched by an angel. Okay.
I'm saying some pretty nice things
right
now.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, this is... Keep going, Ashley.
Don't you agree, Mac?
Absolutely. How can you disagree with that?
You have the magic touch. You don't need any specifics. You just need what's going to work for you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you understand what a gift you have. You have something otherworldly in this space. Okay. I am not joking.
That's very nice. Thank you.
Anyone who has ever met, the reason that you are as big as you are is because you are able to convey intangible quality through a fucking screen.
Dude.
You don't need this program.
Also, like, so maybe I need a little more education about what your process is like, but can you not revisit this later in your life as well? Like, if you wanted to start practicing... And then you can continue your education at the same... Okay, so you can do that.
Yeah, so the kind of simplest, most well-worn pathway is to do your thesis with your degree. Mm-hmm. And that way, whenever you decide to... If you decide to continue pursuing higher education at whatever point, you've already done that piece.
I understand.
Whereas...
It's a master's versus a master's with thesis. And the thesis enables you to go on into PhD.
Yes, exactly.
So they're both, later you wanted to revisit and you didn't reapply for the thesis, then you would have to do the thesis and then you would
be able. Yes, and it's not necessarily specific to doing a thesis, it's about research. So there are people who do non-thesis master's programs, but then like work in research or work in a lab or whatever it is. And the thing about a PhD is it is an academic like profession, in that you are part of the profession is doing research, contributing to like getting grants and doing all of that on top of the clinical work, if you choose to do clinical work. I am more interested in the clinical work than I am in the research. I'm interested in research. I enjoy it. All of that. But I feel...
Elena, the more you're saying this, the more I'm like, you might have just been given a gift.
Yeah.
I wonder, but it's hard for me to like...
You have going right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you have so many other prospects as well. This was just like one of those. Like the book, the
podcast you're talking about, that no doubt
will take up a lot of your time.
Yeah, I'm trying to look at it like that. Like there are still all these. It just kind of it's always hard when a door closes like out of your control. Like it's hard when someone says, "No, you can't do this thing."
Yeah,
that you actually it's like, yeah. and so like there's that feeling. There's also a sense of. And I'm speaking about this for anybody who's been rejected from any sort of program, right? Like there's a sense of pride, right? Where you've told people you're applying, you've said, and now you need to tell everybody, oh, I was rejected. So there's like the ego piece of it. There's the self-doubt piece of it. That's like, oh, does this confirm that I'm like not, like that I'm an imposter, right? Yeah, I'm trying to listen a little bit to that little sense of relief and like, it almost feels like the more that I think about this, the more this has almost, it potentially has opened more doors than it's closed, because it's almost like if I try to look at it that way, like this summer, I'm not in classes because I started early this last year. So I already took all my spring classes because my plan was I thought I was going to spend this summer working on my thesis. Mm-hmm. Now that that's not happening, it's like, well, there's
free
this
time?
Open... La 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 la.
Can I say a thing?
Please, because I feel like I'm floundering
not,
here a bit.
No,
with
you're
mine.
Not floundering. I just like, I feel like the answer is like right in front of you. And I wish you could see yourself the way that everyone sees you. Like, I wish you could have that the gift of knowing how everyone perceives you, but which is that you are lovely and so good at the thing that you are saying that you want to be better at, which you will be, but you're so good at it. But what I'm like, I'm thinking about something that I do a lot is I reflect on how a lot of the things have gone in my life, the way that I got into college, the way that my first job went and how my path in stand up went. And I see a lot of patterns in like, you know, the routes that I followed, you know, that are maybe atraditional. And look at what you've been doing your whole life. Like you've had several massive events that like took you in a direction that you didn't think you were going to be going. And they actually ended up being the better thing for you.
Yeah.
And I'm sure I'm not aware of several of them. But like, even with your YouTube channel, I think that is probably, but like, I think, you know, like maybe there is something to this pull that you have. Oh boy, Elena, I'm about to drop a bomb. Okay.
Oh my God. Hit me with it.
Maybe you do have, for whatever reason, have this gravitational pull towards a sort of optimal life path.
Optimal. That's a good. Yep. Yes.
And quotes in that.
Yeah.
And really the thing that you need to do is something far more unique to you. And that is actually what is so special about you and the thing that makes you amazing, because you're so good at that other thing. And perhaps the fact that you have that pull towards the optimal path and you're not really supposed to be on it is why people get so much out of talking to you, because you can relate to all these people who, you know, things aren't going their way. You can really feel their pain.
Oh, Ashley. Damn.
I read something the other day about... what was the quote? I'm going to butcher this. I read something the other day about pain, and there were so many other pieces to it, but the piece I remember was one of the questions to ask yourself amidst it is, does this bring me closer to the human experience? Does this widen my understanding of the human experience? Does this broaden my empathy, you know, my capacity for empathy, those kinds of things, which sounds maybe similar to what you're saying. Yeah.
I think letting go of this would probably be good, and I think you probably are on the right path.
And that feels simultaneously, there's like this little itch in the back of my brain that goes like, yep, like there's relief here. Yeah. There's more here than you're seeing. And then there's this massive screaming, you know, fire truck alarm bells going like, but that's terrifying, or something's going to go wrong, or this is not enough. You know, what's going to happen?
Yeah, because it's like threatening everything that you've been building and everything that you've...
And your natural inclination.
You accomplish. Yeah.
Yeah, and there, I think there's a sense of... There's a sense of security in being like, oh, this is the path. This is the path that works. This is where that path ends. And this is what my life looks like once I've completed that path.
Yes.
And now it's like, you know, there's a... Someone's dropped a cement block in the path.
Yeah, but this is not that... This is not your first cement block, Elena.
No, that's true.
And you're really, really good at self-reflection in these moments. And I don't know. I actually am... Now I'm like, now that I'm thinking about it, I'm like, oh, of course this is the way that it happened with Elena. Hmm. Now you're going
to
do something.
It is really impressive the way you can listen to the little voice and not just immediately be like, shut the fuck up.
Well, it was at first, it was shut the fuck up. And it still is mostly that.
Yeah, and I understand. And I'm not trying to like disqualify. I know the pain of that. I deal with the pain of that a lot.
Yeah.
But like, you know, I think you're going to build something bigger and better once you go around this cement block.
Yeah. And that's kind of where it's like, maybe this can be exciting. Like maybe this can be, now I have space to build something that's my own. Or
yeah, give yourself permission to do the big things. Because I remember we had that conversation when I was in Vancouver and you were like, I just don't really know where to take this. And I think a PhD program is just a really easy substitute for that. You were talking about all these huge ideas and I was like, Elena, you should go for this. But they're big, open-ended, creative pathways that are fucking terrifying.
Yeah.
So of course, I mean, this happens to everyone. Well, what do you think everyone's doing in law school? There's no one. We have a surplus of lawyers. Did you know that?
No, I didn't really know that.
Yeah, there are too many lawyers, because when people get to that point in life and they're like, you can't just have a college degree anymore. Oh, scary. No more path. Law school. That's what people do.
Right.
So like, I understand your desire to go that direction, but your dreams are bigger than that. Mm-hmm. You're way bigger than a PhD program.
Mm.
That's what I think.
Not to discredit everybody working really hard in PhD.
No, I think
to
discredit every single one of them. But those people have a different type of dream. And this is why, like, if you were supposed to go and research and publish, if I'm telling you, people with PhDs, like, they're like, I'm going to find a cure to XYZ. I'm going to research this thing and come hell or high water, I'm going to discover the atom thing.
Yeah.
That's, I don't know, PhDs.
No, but you're right, because it is, they're in a perfect world, or like your kind of ideal candidate is somebody who has that pull
towards research.
Exactly. To discover something, to answer a question.
But that's not you.
No, I guess it's like it could be though. Like it could be me. It could be in an alternate timeline. It could very easily be me. But so, perhaps
not that I know what I'm talking about, but I've had two therapists. Mm-hmm. One with a PhD, one with a master's in social work.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the PhD guy, he's actually quite famous for his research and he has mm-hmm. a whole bunch of books published. And I loved him and I thought he was a great therapist. And my new therapist has a master's
mm-hmm.
and I think might be better than him, mm-hmm. even though he was famous and yeah. I loved him. And I feel almost bad saying that, yeah. but I'm just putting that out there.
Yeah. And whether I did a thesis or not is not going to affect, it will have zero impact on the level of training I get in terms of clinical work. It will have zero impact mm-hmm. on my capacity as a therapist. Yes.
You just said like you wanted to focus on the clinical side of things.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and like I'm really in the works of starting, this is now a bit of a sidebar, but like of starting my own podcast. Like I really yeah. am doing that. And maybe that's, but that just feels scary because that's just such an unknown, I don't know, that could flop so easily.
No, but it couldn't.
Easily.
How would can you fuck the fuck off? You have, first of all, you have this podcast which is feeding people in.
Yeah.
Okay?
Right.
You're welcome. And so all of my fucking people, they're your people now. Okay? And I don't know if you noticed, but I'm about to surpass Mac on Instagram. So you're looking at the big dog in the chat right now.
Oh, wow. Okay? Guys, I don't actually pay attention to your numbers. I love you for who you are.
I pay attention to my numbers every fucking day. And Mac is still the big dog on TikTok. So now you are. You're the big dog. So you have all of our big dog Mac and big dog Ashley mm-hmm. feeding your numbers in there. You have mm-hmm. a YouTube channel. You're going to put this on your YouTube channel. Okay.
Yeah. Your thing is long form content.
Yeah. You're clipping it up. It's going to go. It's going to go.
Okay, thank you.
All I need from you is to hire a fucking editor, okay?
Yeah, I need to. I have to figure out the logistics of all that out yet. But again, then there, I'm kind of like, oh, maybe my summer opens up a bit and I can put more energy into that project. Yes, yeah. And also I can, there's also like so many specific trainings that I see happening around me that I'm so interested in, but I can't go to because I'm in this program and I don't have time. And so it's also like,
the more you talk, the more this seems
yeah,
like a
seriously.
Blessing. I like, I understand you're upset, but all these doors that are opening up, it's so much. Like, this is so much stuff.
Yeah.
A whole summer.
Yeah.
You have a whole summer
yeah.
to put energy into what you want to put it into. That's for you, like, unheard of.
Well, yeah.
And you've been talking so much about how afraid you are of the unknown and, like, starting these projects. Like, this is a really good opportunity for you to buckle down. It reminds me of when the pandemic hit and I couldn't do stand-up mm-hmm. and I knew I needed to get so good at social media, and I'm still not, but like I had the availability to sit down and every day do social media like it was my job.
Yeah.
Like it was my job. And now you have this opportunity to do that with whatever project it is that you want to do that with.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's so easy when you have other excuses. Media, I'm okay.
You're
good. No Matt Rife.
You make viral clips, bro.
Thanks.
Yeah. You're about to pass Big Dog Mac.
You're about to pass.
only on Instagram. And I'm sorry that I phrased it that way, Mac. And I'm sorry that I look like
Why
I'm obsessively checking the numbers.
Why would you apologize for that?
I don't know. It looks
no
like
one's going to get pissed about that.
It's yes, they are. The Chronically Online people are going to be like, wow,
oh,
Ashley's like checking the numbers and comparing.
What? Well, yeah. It's literally
our jobs.
The other
day I went to Mac's profile and I was like, oh my God, did I catch up with Mac? That's how it happened.
That's great.
The reels.
I think all
reels
three of us will celebrate
it.
When you pass Big Dog Mac. That's like, that's
well,
great.
Well, right now unsearchable. I'm unsearchable on Instagram. So you've got a few weeks left because my Facebook got hacked. And so now my whole situation is fucked up.
Listen, my Instagram following hasn't changed. Like the number hasn't changed in, I don't know, 6 months. Like it just stays the same. So.
Do you post reels?
Yeah, I'm not very, yeah, I don't, I need to be better at it.
Okay.
Just generally. Instagram, I don't, well, this is the thing, I don't have time. Like,
it has to be a very specific kind of reel, though, I've noticed. What this is.
Yeah,
so
you have to be talking to someone about how they're in love with their best friend and they're secretly gay. That's what I find works for me.
Wow, niche. Yes.
If I'm telling someone that they are gay, that shit goes viral.
Yes.
Now at the end of every show, I say, who needs me to tell them that they're gay? And amazing. I do.
Okay. Not to sidebar too much, but are you guys also like terrified of reels though?
No.
Why?
Dude. Because those end up on different areas of the internet so much faster than TikTok, and it's terrifying. Huh. Hmm. I had a reel that it was...
Because they go to Facebook.
Oh, my God. You're right.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I had this reel that was like me and my girlfriend decorating, and it was like a joke about me moving a bunch of shit, and then she was like putting flowers around.
Oh, I loved
like
that one. I showed it to my girlfriend, and I was like, look, it's us. Look.
But that reel, I think it just hit like 10 million views, but it's because it was so controversial.
What?
Why was it controversial?
Yeah, right? The comments, first of all, there were like threads that were like, I liked this video and then I saw that she was a lesbian.
Well,
and then they like, and then everybody's arguing and that was like 1,000 comments.
Well, there you go.
And then
you got to get people
there
arguing.
There were people getting pissed about my girlfriend's arm hair.
Oh, that's constant. I see comment that constantly.
Threads. Are people okay?
No, they're not.
Don't even get me started. I get so fucking pissed about it. These people are insane.
Yeah,
these
it's like these
men are insane.
Yeah.
Who the fuck has time to be upset about arm hair? Everyone needs a little more chronic pain. Let me tell you what. If people had a little more chronic pain,
a little bit.
Let me put this out there. A few more people need to have a dead father, chronic pain, get canceled. I mean, there are bigger things to worry about.
Yep.
All right?
Yep.
Like, this is so
stupid.
It's
so true.
But these kind of people don't listen to podcasts, except for maybe like...
Yes, they
do. Joe Rogan.
Yeah. Obsessively.
Yeah.
But
women
anyway,
having arm hair is going to be the downfall of society. It's just the beginning. It's a slippery slope.
And it doesn't matter when men have it. It's not unhygienic when men have it.
No. Unhygienic?
Somebody will respond on women and be like,
people think it's unhygienic.
Like, it doesn't matter. And then they'll respond and they'll say, well, it's just unhygienic.
Yeah.
Do they know what that means, though? I don't think they know what that means. I'd be willing to wager money that if you got into a conversation with them, they say things like reorientating. Have you noticed
that,
this?
Why was that so? Why did that come to you so quickly?
Because
she's been sitting on that one.
Yes.
Because I watch Love Island, and year after year, the words that are being invented by the youths, you guys can't read. And then
Ashley,
I found
that's
out,
besides the point.
Hold on. I found out that they literally cannot read because for a period of time in America, perhaps still going on right now, they stopped teaching phonics.
Yeah. What?
They stopped teaching phonics. And they were only teaching sight reading to kids.
Right.
So there's a whole, in addition to them being, oh my God, don't get me started on Gen Z. In addition to being addicted to the internet and thinking that is some other mental illness. Like, no, you don't have that mental illness. You are addicted to the internet and you have social anxiety because you've never spoken to people. They also cannot read. These kids in like 12 years are going to be our senators and they are going to be up there going, it's giving, it's giving.
So.
And that's great though. Like this is every single, you're in Canada. Well, yeah, that's a bit.
You have phonics.
We do.
You have phonics. We don't have phonics anymore.
Listen, every single generation ever has gotten older and then looked at the younger generation and gone, oh God, we're screwed. And
okay,
I feel like it's different.
And I see that and I raise you data. The reading level, okay, this is not just my personal point of view.
Yeah.
The data, the reading levels are out of control. They're the worst they've ever been. The critical thinking levels are out of control. They're the worst they've ever been.
Critical thinking is scary. That one's scary.
Yep. No, let me continue. And the mental illness is off the charts.
Yeah.
And it's just with Gen Z, millennials too a little bit, but more than anyone, it's Gen Z and it's going to get worse and worse. And if people don't realize that it's because of this, you are out of your fucking mind. This is the big change.
Yeah.
Touch grass, motherfucker. You're fine.
Wow.
That was beautifully said.
Touch grass, read a fucking book.
Did we intro the podcast this time
yes,
around?
Yes, we did.
Yes, I did.
We did like 1 minute in, and then you were like,
that was the quickest we've ever done.
I wasn't sure if it was... Oh, should we recap the whole podcast from the beginning?
And then Elena was like, and we were like, no, this is good.
And then Ashley was like, touch grass.
Thank you for listening to the Shots of Family podcast.
Wait, we're ending every Wednesday.
Go to patreon.com/chosenfamilypodcast to submit your questions.
End. Listener, this is not the end. Don't turn this off. Don't we want to answer a question quickly?
Wow, this was like symbolic for Elena's thesis journey, wasn't it?
Ashley was like,
this is the end. Goodbye. And Elena's like, no.
No, there's more.
This isn't the end.
Let's do a question.
A quick one? I see something about corporate world, so I think it might be on theme.
Okay.
Let's see.
Interesting how you skipped over the one about how to not come so quickly.
That was the other graphic one that I was looking at last.
Is that a person with a vulva? Because honestly, why do you care?
Let me see.
They go into why they care. Is that what we're answering?
I think it sounds awesome.
They say, when I engage in self-play, I finish super quickly in a matter of minutes, or if a vibrating toy is involved, seconds. I understand as a cis woman, this is usually not an issue, but often I find multiple consecutive orgasms too stimulating. It can impact the rest of my day, feeling tired and overly sensitized to the point where I mostly have to write off the day's plans, which is a bit of a lady boner kill when planning some quote unquote me time. Self-pleasure is super important to me, but I don't currently know how to engage in it in a slower way where I don't finish too easily or quickly and I can actually enjoy a slower process and longer journey.
I think you need to up the difficulty. It sounds like you're like green squaring it and you need to be on a double black diamond. Find the weirdest way that you can come and do that.
Oh, that's
fun. Hump the arm of a couch.
That's fun.
See if that
was a really good answer.
Yeah.
I'm not joking. Like,
no,
do something. Go crazy. Do it over your pants. You know, like challenge yourself with your masturbating.
That's fun. I like that answer.
Find the weirdest way that you can come via challenging yourself. That's
like
my answer.
That's a great answer. I think we could leave it at that.
Think about something horrible.
No, don't do that. No, now we're taking it too far.
Think about the most awful thing that you can...
We don't need to Pavlov's dog, trauma, and orgasms. I'm not saying trauma.
Uh-oh. Think about something you just shouldn't be coming to.
No,
like,
because then... No, but again, we're going to Pavlov's dog someone who already thinks they're
like
coming too
much. Like a golden retriever running
through a
field.
Let's not. Now we're
okay.
We don't want to train bestiality. It's not...
Think
I'm
about
not saying
any of the Twilight movies.
Think about what do we want to train that's safe? What about like a windmill in a beautiful landscape?
You know what, Ash? I think your first idea was really good.
Yeah, I think we should stick with the first thing you said.
No, hold on. Let's think of other things that are great, not people or animals, and couldn't make you horny. What are those things?
A rambling river.
A sunset.
Taking a bath.
No,
lemon
bath is horny.
Peel.
Lemon peel. Yeah.
Flowers.
Think about someone like
helping an old lady across the street.
No old ladies.
Think about
you guys are recreating that episode of Glee right now.
What episode?
Where the football team thinks about like car crashes so that they don't come while they're making out with their girlfriends.
But we don't want it to be a car crash.
I just like the first thing you said, Ashley. I just like the first idea, and now
it was so smart, so good.
Think about me.
So smart.
Think about
that's not gonna help anything.
If they're listening to this podcast, that's not gonna help.
Think about
what do we have for dinner?
What about this sound? What about like an annoying sound, like the sound of like rubbing a balloon?
Ew, yeah, nails on a chalkboard. Maybe you could like improve. Your feet, like,
guys, oh my God,
styrofoam,
stop.
Styrofoam rubbing together,
or like maybe a challenge that you want to get better at in life. Like,
you know,
maybe think like,
dishwasher,
oh, like getting on the treadmill,
glasses,
You guys are crazy for this. Brutal. They said how to take more time to come, not how to not come at all.
Well, it sounds like they can come so easily.
Yeah. Seconds.
If seconds is like amazing. These horrible sounds during, I would not be able to, and I would also probably
but
start
crying.
Can
you in seconds?
Yeah, but Mac, you have a different set of problems.
Seconds.
Yeah, this person finishes in seconds.
With a vibrator. Yes. Seconds.
That's
less than a minute.
That's crazy. Wild.
But and I impressive. Still don't think the sounds.
Right.
Okay. Well, you heard me.
Listener right
hump
in.
Your couch and think about a windmill.
I think for the social clip
grab
of this
a
episode,
pillow.
I just want a bunch of things Ashley said.
Just touch grass. Yes. Just Ashley quotes from this episode.
Yeah. That's hilarious.
What do we have for dinner?
We went outside and we fire roasted a hot dog.
Mm. And some foraged plants? Can we forage some greens?
Mushrooms and greens. We
Sounds
went outside.
Good. We went outside.
And we touched fucking grass.
Yeah. And we came up with new... We didn't have greens. We forgot to pack greens. So we came up with a solution to go out and just find greens that we maybe never thought were possible to eat.
Yeah. But
and
don't eat random
delicious.
Greens.
Or mushrooms.
But do... Come on them?
No, but
all
do
right.
check
you
out
so
our Patreon. Patreon.com/chosenfamilypodcast. That's what makes this show possible. Truly.
Yeah.
We have bonus episodes over there.
And we get all our questions from there.
It's true. We do.
Goodbye.
Okay. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Thanks
See
for
you
listening,
next week.
Guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Chosen Family is a Forever Dog production, hosted by Ashley Gavin, Elena Joy, and Mac Injamine. Edited by Danny Jewell, executive produced by Mariah Nicholas. Forever Dog Productions is Joe Cilio, Alex Ramsey, and Brett Boehm.
Forever!